Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you claim to know this to be a fact. When we were talking about the Staffords, are they trying to break up with the Lions, or were they just trying to find out, like, wait,
do you love us?
These trade things out there, is that legit? And that would fit in, like, the Staffords talk to the Lions about trade, but maybe they're just trying to find out what's real and what's not. So that could be. But I suggested if they are trying to break up, people don't break up on Valentine's Day. You got to fake your way through, or you don't get to Valentine's Day and you break up before. But on the actual day itself, I contend no one breaks up on Valentine's Day.
I think it leads to many of fights.
Really?
Yes, I do. I don't know that it gets to the point where you actually break up, but let's be real, okay? Valentine's Day has turned into, I need to post this on Instagram and on Facebook and on all of my social channels to prove how much so-and-so loves me. And then you know what the other guy or the other girl's going to do? They're going to go on their social channels and they have to post a lengthy message. And you know what? Well, hold on. What if I wrote four sentences about how much I appreciate my boyfriend, but my boyfriend, wrote two words about me in his post on social media? I'm telling you. Or oh no, my husband didn't post anything about me on Valentine's Day, but I made a post about him. That all goes, or look
no.
at Shirley, look at what Shirley posted about Tom, you know, on Valentine's Day.
How about the girl?
It leads to jealousy.
The girl posts this long, lovey, I love you. I love you, Kyle. You're the best of all time.
Which no one would ever say.
And the guy just responds with, ditto.
See?
Okay.
That's the thing. I'm
dead
serious.
Perfect.
And for women specifically, it would be like if you had a dozen long stem roses that were posted by your friend or something on social media. And you know what every guy looks at and goes, oh, really? Was that really necessary when you're only giving her a tiny little box of sweet tarts or something like that? That's what people
gift
do.
Gift shaming is really a thing.
A lot of gift shaming.
I buy that. If you're sort of wondering, then you would break up 3 or 4 days before Valentine's Day, so you don't have to fake your way through it.
Sure.
But unless Valentine's Day leads to, because everybody gets a little tipsy, leads to that conversation, we need to talk. Like, where are we going with
this?
Well,
that's the thing. It forces romance, and it forces, you know, you to potentially, if you're not feeling it maybe, you know, they can see that. And it does end up being a time where, you know, if somebody's a little bit unhappy or they don't feel as appreciated, you know what? Maybe they bring
that's
it up.
Why,
Maybe they
why.
Bring it up after the third cocktail or, you know, whatever it might be.
Okay, that's why don't complicate matters. Mm-hmm. Just give her a peck and a poke and move on.
No,
that's all you have to do.
No.
If they want a little bit more, throw a box of chocolates in.
Unfortunately, social media, I think, has taken it next level and made it more difficult.
All right, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Is this legit? Or if you're a dude and you're headed out to have dinner with the lady, but you're going to break up at the end of the night, can you let us in?
See, okay, I don't know that you go in with a plan to do it. I'm saying something that starts a fight and then it becomes nasty and then you mix alcohol in and then bam, all of a sudden you're single by midnight on Valentine's night. Just saying.
Every fight starts with alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, because you end up being more honest. You bring out, I mean, every time you and I go out and have a drink, you always say, you know, Bo, I give you a hard time, but I really do like doing the show with you, okay? You're always honest, and I appreciate that.
That was after 18 gin and tonics.
And after 15 gin and tonics, that's when you start lying in your alcoholic
absolutely.
State.
Absolutely.
A ticket text 97136. A public post about love on a social media site. Wow, call me old school, but I'd rather just tell my wife. And I agree. Like, I think it is a little bit stupid to be
okay.
having to go above and beyond to post that.
Okay, but how old do you think this ticket texter is?
Probably
he's not in his 20s.
Not,
yeah. or,
probably yeah. not either on social media or just doesn't understand
it. I'm not sure if you were this. The young people do things differently these days.
Yeah,
right?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Like, but it will be, I assume, absolutely packed out there because Valentine's Day only yeah. falls on a Friday every 6 or 7 years, according to the calendar.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
I guess the only more romantic day would be Saturday, I suppose.
I'm embarrassed to say how long the research department took to come up with that little fact right
yeah,
there. Every 6 or 7 years, it's on
mm-hmm,
a Friday.
As far as not counting leap years.
Yeah.
Or counting leap years.
I will say, usually I don't like to go out like Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day night because you're right. I mean, it ends up being packed. Your food takes longer. Drinks take longer. It's hustle and bustle. On, but I am going out tonight. I have an 8 o'clock reservation.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Reservation's been set for over a month. Hopefully they're ready for us.
And then a peck and a poke?
Well, I mean, that's always the goal.
What about you know? This? I'm going to read this, and I'm not reading it for me or anybody else. I'm just because somebody texted it in, and it's interesting. Take a texter. How many guys do you think take escorts out for Valentine's Day? That would be sad, right? A lot? No, I'm not repeating that. No, no.
It's just Leach.
All right, there it is. I didn't say it.
That was Tim Jetsky. that was not us on the Bogey and Wojo
okay.
show.
If not escorts, somebody else sent me a text.
I don't think you take them out. I think you just get them to make the house call.
Or who
I would
gets,
assume.
Who's on the dating app on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I'm sure it's a
See,
a hot thing. Yeah.
Really?
I bet there, honestly, I bet there's a lot of, there's probably some places maybe that do like single people meetups or something like that.
Really? I mean, I guess it is. It is the most romantic, quote unquote, holiday, right? Christmas
yeah.
is different. Easter. I wish I had a date for Easter Sunday. You know, no, it's
yeah.
Valentine's Day is the one, right?
Mm-hmm. I personally, you know what I bet happens? And I've done this before when I was single on Valentine's Day. All the coupled off people, married, engaged, whatever, dating, you're going out to dinner a little bit early. Then you're going back to the house, say 10, 11 o'clock, and you're
a little nightcapper, huh?
Exactly. And then you know what happens? Huh. The single people go out to the bar. And especially on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, something like that.
Oh, and they pick up the discards that got dumped.
Yeah, because there's a lot of...
Oh, wait.
I mean, guys don't really care, but then there's a lot of very sad, you know, girls that are out there. And I think the guys, as bad as it is, I think the guys try to prey on that.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what, Woj? It's just disgusting, you know, what these men out there do. Yeah.
So you said you and Gladys have this reservation.
Yes.
You made it a month in advance.
She did, yeah. So
she
I
did.
Really had no choice. But
oh,
I had to go
okay.
out yeah, on Valentine's
and,
Day.
And it's going to be very nice. You got your little sport coat on.
That's
I
right.
did not realize that Applebee's takes reservations. But, I mean, if
Applebee's is a perfectly fine
establishment.
No, it is,
but it's not like a sport coat with a, you even have a pocket square.
I know, yeah. No, we're ready to
Wait,
go.
Does
and it's
place,
red for Valentine's Day.
Does this place have, like, cloth tablecloths?
I've actually never been to this place.
Cloth napkins?
I would assume
that
so.
Have all the forks and knives laid out?
No,
like
it's
multiple forks and knives?
All right, here, I'll tell you where we're going.
Yeah?
Denny's. So I guess I am.
You want a grand slam? I'll get you one.
I guess I am a tad overdressed. But you know what? We're going to have a couple of nice malts and a couple of patty melts, and it's going to be a great time.
I tell you what, at the end of Valentine's Day night, I think a lot of people end up at Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. See, but tonight isn't a night where you go out and you get, you know, blasted. You just, you know, go out, have a couple of drinks, and then, you know, get back home.
You don't get blasted tonight?
No. Few drinks, and that's
oh,
and I think that's about it.
You want to make sure everything's still operational, shall we say.
Well, you know, if you get over that, you know, 4 or 5 drink threshold, you might not make it for the fun activity at the end of the night.
By the way, the guy that we accused of texting in, he said, yeah, I'm old school. We said, oh, he's probably 40 or 50. He just texted back. I sent that text, and I'm 28, but married to my high school sweetheart from 14, and I'm a doctor and business owner. But you didn't marry her at 14. No. They were friends since 14.
Who marries their high school sweetheart? Come on now.
That is very rare.
But if they do, they tell everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
No, it's a great story. I also would think, though, a little part of each of those in their minds, they feel like they missed out on something a little bit. Because you never got to experience anything else.
Let's just say, in Ticket Texter, don't take this the wrong way. Please don't disparage me. But if you marry your high school sweetheart, you're probably settling, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. One of them is.
I'm sorry, Texter. Don't take the please. That's very mean.
I'm just saying, like, you ended up married to gin. But for you, you didn't just try gin for the first time when you were 16. No, you sampled a bunch of different things.
Exactly.
And eventually it led you to your soulmate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That emoji with the two hearts in the eyes, that's me. I love that emoji.
All right.
Bogey is talking about a few drinks. He sounds like the typical dine and dash kind of person. Do not dine and dash.
I would never, although I am going to get some cash for tonight.
No, I did hear on the Valenti Show people saying Valentine's Day is a big dine and dash night.
That will not be us.
Do not do that, people. No. Please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.